UMNF Tampa, for over 40 years, Radioactive with your support.
Hi, this is Duncan Strauss, host of Talking Animals, now airing at 11 a.m. on Wednesdays. The time slot is new, but Talking Animals is in its 19th year and remains a show about animals and animal issues, chiefly revolving around a long-form interview with an important figure in the animal world. Guests have ranged from Jane Goodall to Emmy Lou Harris to Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. The program also features music, comedy, news, and a quick quiz, Name That Animal Too. That's Talking Animals every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WMNF.
Voices of the Bay and Beyond with Annie Miles, where music, news, and culture collide on WMNF 88.5 FM. Tune in weekly, where we discuss community topics, politics, and issues that affect your everyday lives.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Voices of the Bay with Miss Annie Miles. And this is a terrific Tuesday. We were blessed to wake up to start a new day. So I hope all our listeners out there, I hope you guys had an awesome, I always say work day, even though they call it Labor Day. Okay. We work every day, you know, if we're fortunate to. So I want to say thank you to all of the people that have served, that's our service out there. You are appreciated. And hopefully I want you to know you're appreciated every day, not just on Labor Day. With that being said, our show today is going to be so, so impactful because, you know, every time I get on the air, I like to touch base on how we're connected. I like to make reference to the fact that even though we're going through a struggle right now, whether it be environmentally, socially, economically, all of that, we're still here together. And I think because it's so hard and the way things are trickling down to us from the top and is not trickling down in a positive way, us down here at the bottom, we have to be vigilant in making sure that we're connected with one another. I'm here today with some extraordinary guests that are doing things in the community. You know, that's one of the things Miss Annie loved to be impactful and make reference to is community counts. Community counts. This is community radio. And I have made myself accountable that when I receive this platform, I will make sure I be as vigilant as possible as I tell my listeners to be. As you know, we're on Sunday as well with the Sunday Forum with Walter L. Smith. And when I'm saying we're, I'm talking about my Billy, because my Billy is here with me as well. Okay, my Billy is on Monday at noontime with Community Speaks. And I'm here now on Tuesdays, so at noontime as well. The reason I'm making reference to that, because now we have all taken on that accountability to make sure that we continue to give you the news 3 days of the week. 3 days out of the week, we want to make sure we're informing you, educating you, and letting you know what's going on around you. We're also giving you the opportunity to share your voice 3 days a week, because each one of the shows that I just mentioned to you is live, which means you can call in. You can voice your opinions. You can say what you're feeling. You can tell us about events and things that are happening in your area, in your community, that other people may not know about, because that way that message keeps flowing. All right. So before I begin, I always want to start with something good. I love good customer service. And I took my family out this weekend, you know, because of the Labor Day, but we go out anyway. And I had great customer service by a young lady named Ebony. And Ebony, thank you so much. She had to serve that whole side on her own. And she continuously came back, and she came back with a smile. So we need to do that. When we have service, understand something. They're dealing with so many spirits and attitudes and all that throughout the day. Give them a smile. You know, show them that they are appreciated. So with that being said, first let me say, hey, my Billy, how are we doing today?
Pretty good. And I'm glad you were good to labor people, workers yesterday, because they were supposed to be off.
Right, right.
And they still had to work.
They did. You mentioned that on your show because I heard it.
Yeah, I did.
You said that on your show. All right, so let me get to it. Let me tell you guys what we have planned for you today. As we do know, September is mental health and suicide awareness and things that affect. So you're going to hear some extraordinary services to stories today, as well as the services that can assist you if you or someone that you know may need assistance in the community. First, we have with us Jeremy Irving Sr., and we call him Coach Jeremy. Okay, he has the Go Gym mobile bus, but he has an extraordinary story that he wants to share with us, and I thought it was so important to hear it because we're in Mental Health and Suicide Month. Also, we have with us Echo. If you're not familiar with Echo, they're located in Brandon, Riverview, and they also have a thrift store. We have Iris Thurman. She is the CEO of Echo. She's here with us. And with Iris, with Echo is joining Linda Mabin. She's a part of their developmental team. So welcome to all of our guests.
Thank you.
All right, so I want to start off with you first, Coach Jerry. Tell me exactly what was your passion? How did you get started?
Well, actually, I have a passion for service. I love serving people, you know, to be active in the community, you know, just doing what I can to be a contributor to, you know, goodwill. I started my service because my mother, she passed away from congestive heart failure. Excuse me for being emotional.
That's okay. Take your time.
We're talking about mom here. Yeah, so that's just my way of paying it back to society, is try to educate people and try to make them healthier. You know, fitness is my ministry. And so, you know, I preach the importance of a healthy lifestyle. So basically, you know, that's what led me that way. But also, you know, as you'll hear my story later, you know, it's different reasons why I went in that direction. But overall, I just want to be a servant. You know, I'm a man of God first.
Absolutely.
And so, I like to, you know, dedicate myself to doing what's pleasing in His sight. So, you know, and service is one of the things. That's what we're here for anyway, to serve each other,
yes,
right?
Yes, we are.
So, therefore, you know, what I do ties in with service, and I really enjoy just, you know, helping people.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And Miss Iris Thurman of yes. Echo, I know you guys' services are awesome because I have been blessed to actually have to utilize it for my granddaughter. Mm-hmm. So thank you for what you guys do. But tell me how did you get started?
I started with Echo about in 2015 as a contractor. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, it was me just leaving corporate America. I said, you know what? I'm going to push and do my mission work. I'm going to. And then things shifted. So I said, uh-oh. Wait a minute. I need to figure out a plan. And so I said, okay, let me start doing some contract work. Mm-hmm. And I went to Echo, and that's how I started at Echo in 2015. I think Eleanor was there 3 days. So she and I were like deers in the headlights, like, okay, what are we doing? And I said, I don't know, but we're going to put one foot in front of the other and walk it out together. And ever since, we've been walking it out together. So.
And that's how it starts. Yep. That's it. Just put one foot before the other, and He'll mm-hmm. bless you the rest of the way.
And
that's
He did. Just that.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Miss Linda Mabin. Am I pronouncing the last name correctly?
Yeah,
okay, perfect. So tell us, how did you get involved with Echo?
I actually started volunteering there. Mm-hmm. I only recently moved to the area about a little less than maybe 9 months ago.
Okay.
So new to Hillsborough County, new to the Tampa area. I wanted to build community, and I started volunteering. I did my one Friday every week, and then from there, as I was looking for work, there was just a great fit with, I was out already championing for myself through networking.
Mm-hmm.
There's no better way to brag about an organization like Echo. That's an easy in. It's an easy way to
Absolutely.
Talk to people and approach them and build my own community, and then also help a really great organization.
Awesome. And that's exactly what Voices of the Bay is about. It's about what you guys are doing out here. So thank you so much for joining me today. So I want to start off with you, Coach Jerry. All right. You and I met through someone else that was here, which is Stephanie Coonrod from A League of Your Own. We appreciate you, Miss Stephanie.
She's an angel.
Yes, she is. And she said, Miss Annie, you have to hear his story. He's an awesome man. You got to see where he came from, where he started, because what you're doing, you know, he falls right in line with. So I'm like, okay. And she connected us. And you sent me your story. I would like for you to tell your story, if you don't mind.
Yeah, my story has a lot of dramatic turns. First of all, I grew up on the east coast of Florida, the Daytona Beach area, a little small town called Seville. Shout out to Seville, everybody that's listening to Seville. We call it Seville. But anyway, I grew up in a two-parent home, you know, loving house and everything. But in my adult years, I made some decisions that ultimately almost cost me my freedom for the rest of my life. So, at one point, I felt like, you know, I've destroyed my life. So I just, you know, went to a point to where it's like, you know, I don't really have a care about anything. But I made some decisions that cost me, you know, my freedom. And while I was in the county jail, you know, I decided to attend some church services. So the state was trying to throw the book at me, basically. You know, they were trying to put me away for good. They felt like society would be a whole lot better if we didn't have this guy on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, but I met some people that came in to volunteer that really gave me hope, and they led me to God. Although I've always had, you know, the Holy Spirit in me, but it just had to be brought back out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so we got together and they gave me hope, or we prayed and fellowship regularly. And, you know, I just asked the Lord, I was like, you know, if you give me another chance, I'll go out of society and do your work, do your will, you know. And so the first offer they offered me was 40 years in prison. Mm. 40 years, yeah, 40. So I felt like, okay, well, I'm not going to prison for 40 years. I'm going to roll the dice with the court system. And, you know, I prayed, and once again, I was fervent with my prayer. I was diligent with my prayer, and I kept asking God, you know, I'm quite sure this is not it. Whatever your will is going to be done. Okay. So the state attorney, they had a high profile case going on at the same time. And so at the time of my trial, they had a continuance for me because they wanted to focus on that trial. So while I was in the county jail, I don't know, maybe the state attorneys were exhausted or whatever, but I'm going to claim it was God's will and his will was going Always. To be done. Mm-hmm. And so they came back with a deal of 25 years. And so I talked to my mom about it, and we, you know, we prayed, and, you know, we did the math and figured out, okay, you know, that's God giving you that chance that you're talking about. And so I decided to go ahead and take the 25 years, but lo and behold, they came back another week later with 18 years. Mm. So as I tell everybody when I tell this story, you know, 18 is better than 25, and 25 is better than 40.
Absolutely.
So therefore, I accepted that, but I made a decision that, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to, you know, work on myself while I'm incarcerated. I got to be here for a while, so I'm not going to, you know, have an idle mind, you know. So I sat to myself and I thought, okay, what can I do once I get out of society that having the title ex-con wouldn't hinder me?
Mm-hmm.
So out of nowhere, I just happened to see a magazine with Nelson Mandela on the cover. And so I thought to myself, I can be great, too. I can be great, too. If I just align my will up with God's will, he'll show me what I need to do. Mm-hmm. He'll show me, you know, he'll make a way for me. So while I was in there, I had to think about, okay, what I was going to do. So, I figured I'm not very handy, so I probably won't fall into, like, any type of trades, like plumbers or electricians or anything like that. Not saying anything wrong with those type of professions, but but I figured, you know, since I was going to work on myself physically, you know, because I wanted to come out, you know, mentally, you know, better physically, spiritually, you know. So I said that, why don't we just, you know, try to work in personal training or massage therapy or something like that. Something that, you know, where I can eat, you know, I can get a job and actually eat. And so I just delve into different realms of exercise science. And so I studied a few personal training courses, and I got my certification. And I just want to tell you about the faithfulness and the magnificence of God, because the whole time I was in there, I had favor. Every institution that I went to, every time they implemented a program, they would always come to me, because I always walked with integrity the mm-hmm. whole time that I was in there. And so I came up with a curriculum for, you know, the inmates to participate in, and I presented it to the department, the warden of programs. And after he took a look at it, and he was like, I think this just might work, you know what I'm saying? But that was one of the glories of God, you know, making a way for that to happen also. And so the thing about it is that every time I got transferred to another institution, that warden of programs would vouch for me about that program. So what I was doing basically was just honing my skills for what I was going to do when I got out,
mm-hmm.
you know. But when I got out, I planned to hit the ground running, but then COVID happened. But then, you know, there went the personal training. There were, you know, all of that. You know, everybody was, you know, trying to stay away from each other. So, you know, nobody wasn't receiving, you know, personal training. So I got a job working for the garbage company. What happened was I just happened to walk out the door with my garbage can. The garbage can was, as the garbage truck was coming. And so I asked him, you know, just, I don't know, I just asked him, are you guys hiring? And the gentleman on the back of the truck, he said, they're always hiring. Matter of fact, I wish you could start today so you can give me some help. And so
that part.
Yeah, so they gave me a job. And within 60 days, I had a Class B CDL, and I was driving the trucks. So another, you know, another miracle by God, his favor showing again. And so within that time, you know, I was doing pretty good, making good money. You know, I had a good career going on. And they just kept giving me raises, you know, the company really, you know, they really liked me and everything, but, I was like, I guess this is my plan right here, God. You know, I really didn't know what he wanted me to do, but, I just kept seeking it. And, he says, you be humble and he'll exalt you in due time.
Mm-hmm.
And so during that time, my 30-year high school reunion came about. And so, a few people reached out, they found out, that I was home. And they was like, we'd like to see you, come to the reunion. And so I went to the reunion and then I saw this beautiful young lady that I had a crush on ever since I was 13 years old. And so, I approached her and, we had good communication. We exchanged numbers and we eventually fell in love and got married.
Amen.
And so, once again, God's many blessings, and she is my blessing. I thank the Lord for her every day because she's my inspiration. But the thing about it was is that I was working for the garbage company, and I had a very comfortable life. I'm getting a check every week, a nice check every week, I can cover my bills, I had an automobile, I had a place. Everything was working out, but then my wife said to me, but she wasn't my wife at the time. She's like, hey, you got this vision board, and you got this blueprint of what you wanted to do, and which I formulated before I got out. I took a bunch of different things, and I created a vision board that had all the things that I wanted. And then all over it, it says, why not me? Mm-hmm. I believe that, why not me? Because I walk by faith, not by sight.
That's right.
And so I had a blueprint, had everything aligned how I was going to do it from the first day to 5 years. And glory to God, everything that I had on that blueprint and that vision board came into fruition in 3.5 years.
That's it.
But my wife, she said, hey, what are you going to do? You got all of this on your office wall. When are you going to exercise this? When are you going to do it? So then, I just stepped out on faith and put it into action. As I said, the program that I implemented in the different institutions, I had the blueprint for that. And so I wanted to get into the mobile thing. I look back in some of the things that I had put together, and it was like I saw the dates on it, 2010, 2014. I got out in 2020. And so I looked back and I was like, you were really diligent trying to put this plan together.
And that's what's important.
And so you have to keep staying consistent with that because God's going to give it to you when he feel like you're ready for it. So when he felt that it was time, I got my van and I started going around training people, and we're scaling. We're growing. God is blessing us in a mighty way. We're growing. Well, we're going to put more vans on the road. We're going to hire more trainers. Mm-hmm. We're going to change the world as far as fitness, because Go Gym Mobile Fitness is designed for people who don't want to be in the, the gym atmosphere.
And I want to say, you can't miss his bus. If you pulled up, you saw that big black bus out there. Okay. It says Go Gym. And I know, again, Stephanie Kunrath, she told me that's how you and her met as well, because the services that you offer. Right. But I just want everyone to hear that story because it's so important. And I love when you're saying, why me? Why not me?
Right.
I literally have that in my book as well. But one of the things that stands out for me is that perseverance that you continue having, And I believe in I am, I can, I will. I have an organization named that I am one of God's greatest gifts. I can do all things with Christ.
Yes, you are.
I will be successful.
Yes, you
and
are.
We have to feed ourselves, even when we're going through those trials and tribulations. I mean, just to think of your mindset of being told 40 years of being incarcerated, locked away from your family, but still having faith, knowing, and then he reduced it down to 18, even that time still.
Right.
So I applaud you, and I wanted you to share that story with our audience.
Thank you
so much. I might miss some. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Right, Miss Iris Thurman. Okay, so now tell me again. I know that Echo offers extraordinary services.
Yes, they offer great services. One of the things we do so well is we started out as food and clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we saw that there was a greater need for the families outside of just food and clothing. And they needed advocacy. They needed resource navigation. They also needed jobs, right? And outside of that, they needed employability skills.
Yes.
So how can we help them to become employable? And so that's one of the things that was so big for us is that we wanted to be able to offer wraparound services.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to be their village.
Right.
And it's so important for them to feel like they have a village that supports them without judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Because how many times do you go into to a place and you go in and they judging you off rip by it. What you may have on. So just imagine if they hear some of the stories that you are dealing with, that judgment. So we do it without judgment, and we walk alongside them even before and after we give them resources. So once we give them food and clothing, we still walk alongside them if they need us. So we don't say, oh, the buck stops here.
Right.
Thank you for coming. Goodbye. No, we don't do that. We walk with them to say, okay, we see that you're here for food and clothing, but we know that you mentioned the reason why you need food and clothing. Mm-hmm. So we're using our active listening skills so that we can support them holistically and not just support a immediate need.
Absolutely. Now, and I love that you said that, because if they come to you with the service that you're offering, with the food and the clothing, you know, if there's other resources they need, if you don't have it there, then you refer them
Absolutely.
To an agency that does. That's one of the things I keep trying to get people to understand, the importance of collaboration,
yes.
the importance of being unified. Linda, I'm going to get to you in a moment as well. I want to tell our callers, I know we had callers holding. Thank you so much for your patience. Please continue to call in if you have any questions for Coach Jerry or Echo, 813-239-9663, or you can email Mabili at dj@wmnf.org. What I want to do real quick, Ms. Linda, I know you told me you're a volunteer.
That's how I started, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But now you're in development.
Correct.
So what exactly does that entail?
So development is really going out into the community, advocating for us. It's really, Echo doesn't spend any money on marketing. So we really are word of mouth, really are community-based. We've been around for 39 years, and that doesn't happen without the support of local individuals, local businesses, and everyone really standing behind it. And so through development, we encourage people. Of course, there's always just donations that we need, right? Monetary ones that allow everything to happen. We do have very little government funding. It is mostly predominantly the community that's always upheld and really stood behind Echo. I think mostly also just different ways. You know, we have our two thrift stores, as Iris mentioned. Mm-hmm. So donations, in-kind donations are always needed. All that, it's truly a nonprofit stores. Right. So it goes right back into the centers, and it allows us to continue the work that we do at the two centers. You know, we cover 19 zip codes out of two centers. Mm-hmm. It is from Thorne-Nassassa all the way down to Ruskin. And so the coverage is massive, and it's why I think I'm so endeared to it, because as Iris said, we approach it holistically, but we approach it all under one roof. We understand public transportation is not the easiest for our neighbors. It's not a very cohesive network of transportation that I have seen as a new person into the area. And so we really try to do everything out of one center to allow the neighbors to have access to it. And we are predominantly ran by volunteers. It is 300 people that offer their time and their valuable, just like, love and passion for what Echo does that allows all of this to happen.
That is absolutely awesome. All right, so we have a call. I'm going to take the call real quick, and then I'm going to ask each and every one of you to let people know how they can contact you, get a name of the organization, your website, okay? Let's take the first caller. Good morning, caller. Give me a second. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Good morning. Did I drop him, Billy? Okay. All right, caller, if you're there, just give us a call back. I think they just did. Hold on. There we go. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Mabili, there we go. I'm like, am I clicking buttons or you? Good morning, caller.
Hey, Addie here. Good morning. So I'm calling because your Medicare member profile hasn't been transferred.
I think somebody had it on hold. Okay, so we're at the second part of the last part of the hour. I want to, if you don't mind, Coach Jerry, tell us how you can be reached, the website and everything.
Yeah, I can be reached at gogymmobilefitness.com. That's my website. And you can also reach me at mobilefitnessgogym@gmail.com. Or you can call, our number is 386-564-0204. If nobody picks up, leave a voicemail. We'll get back to you, I promise.
So let me ask you this. Once they contact you, how exactly is it set up? Do you go directly to them, or because you're mobile? So how does that work?
What we do is we set up a phone call, and we try to put a consultation together and try to go over, like, the goals and, you know, the resources as far as, you know, what we're going to actually work out. Because we don't just come to your home. We'll train you wherever you feel comfortable being trained. And that's the thing about it is, like, you know, we'll come to you. We'll come to your home and train you in the backyard or in the driveway. Some of our clients, they have home gyms. Some will just, you know, meet us at a park up the road or whatever. We even come to your job. We'll train you in the parking lot. You know, wherever you feel comfortable, you know, working out. We try to eliminate excuses. That's our niche. And so, you know, so basically, you know, we try to set up some type of way to where we can have a consultation and, you know, just try to figure out how we can make it, you know, accessible.
Is there an age group?
We do all ages. We do kids. We even do seniors. We just started a program, a neuromuscular balance and fall prevention program. Mm-hmm. We have a few seniors that we train, you know, because, you know, as they get older, you know, our muscles atrophy. And, you know, elderly people, they fall a lot. So, you know, we basically named it fall prevention. You know, we're trying to nip it in the bud to make the seniors stronger. But we do kids, you know, we train athletes, you know, kids that participate in, you know, area athletics and teams, we train them for that, and anywhere in the middle.
Okay, and I know you're just starting now, so how many trainers other than yourself do you have right now?
As for now, just me and my wife.
Okay.
But as I say, you know, we're becoming in such demand, thank you, Jesus. We're becoming in such demand that, you know, we're going to be hiring new trainers, and we're going to be, you know, God's will. Which will be done.
Claim it.
Shall it be done.
Miss Iris, tell us how we can get in contact with Echo.
Echo's website is echofl.org. They can also call us at 813-685-0935. I'll repeat that. Mm-hmm. It's 813-685-0935 if they need any resources. If they have any clothing donations, they could donate at either one of our thrift stores, the one in Brandon or the one in Riverview, and they can donate and shop.
That's right. Okay. And what's the location again?
So the location for the thrift store in Brandon is at 424 West Brandon Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And then the one in Riverview is 815 West Bloomingdale Avenue. Okay. So those are our thrift stores. And then for the resource center, which is if they need any resources, we're off Parsons. We're at 507 North Parsons. And then we're in Riverview.
Off
of Riverview Drive.
And I want to say the customer service you guys have at the brand, the one on Parsons, is absolutely outstanding.
You know, one of the things that we tell our team, I try not to say my team, because it's our team. Yeah. One of the things we tell them is that when someone walks into a resource center, they're coming in, I'd rather them have an experience.
Right.
So offer them some coffee. Let them know that you're there to serve them, because that is exactly what we're doing. We're serving them. And so had it not been for them needing us, would not be there. So we are we're making sure that they understand that it is not about us, it's all about them. So when they walk in, we make them comfortable because we want them to know that this is a safe space.
Exactly. And I love that's what it's all about for me. Okay, so we have the phones list. Let's see what's happening here. Right. Okay. All right, let's take the first caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Well, good afternoon. I'm so used to saying good morning on Sundays, Mobili. Good afternoon. All right, let's go to the next one. Call if you did. Oh, yes. Your phone has static in it. Can you hear me?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Turn your radio down.
Oh, sorry. How you doing? My name is Val Gooden. My parents actually were like clients at Jeremy's. And I just want to shout my bro out.
Okay, got your shout out from Jerry.
Much love for the good and family.
Something like a mentor to me.
Yeah. Nice.
I just want to shout him out. Tell him that he's been doing a good job. Thank you for inviting me out to Love First. For the men's group. Very meaningful, very powerful. That's it, really. Just keep up the good work, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that.
Motivating out here.
That's right. Thank you. Okay, you got a men's group too. I like that. All right, thank you so much, caller. All right, let's go to the next one. Okay, good afternoon, caller. You're on the air. State your name. Okay, let's go to the next one. Good afternoon, caller. State your name.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Richard.
Hi, Richard.
I'm calling in for Coach Jerry.
What's up, Richard?
What's going on, brother? I needed some advice from you. I'm actually working on my blood pressure as well as my cholesterol. As of late, I've been higher than normal. And so what type of remedies does Gold Gym provide for me and my situation?
Well, we do have a nutrition program. We're not dietitians. We're not nutritionists. You know, that's not in our wheelhouse. But we do accountability checks as far as the food that you eat. And what we try to do is we try to structure a better eating program for you. You know, just try to guide you towards, you know, a healthier diet. But that is something that is coming down the pipeline. So we'll definitely have that service available soon. So don't stray away because we don't have that. You know, we have a lot of things coming up. So, and once again, appreciate you, Richard, shouting out. You know, you know as much love for us. And just get with me or get on my website, and I'll have some things for you.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you so much, Rich, for calling. All right. Let's take the next caller. Good afternoon, caller. You're on the air.
Can you hear me? Mic check?
Am yeah, I on mic there? Check. We can hear you.
Oh, yes.
State your name.
My turn. That's what I'm talking about. What's going on, Ms. Annie?
What's going on? Who am I speaking with? What's your name?
My name is Ferris Roach, and I'm with Boda Cleaning and Restoration.
Okay, Ferris.
I know Ferris, too.
Ferris.
Good guy.
No, of course. And yeah, you know, I had to give a shout-out to Coach, man, because I know he's everywhere, and I know we don't talk a lot, but, you know, first, we brothers in Christ.
I believe it.
Thing. And so we always in the same building together, always building together, and I have tremendous respect for that, brother. And
one thing
I wanted to ask is, and kind of what Richard was saying, I'm a fitness guy. I actually do go to the gym 3 times a week, and I call myself knowing what I'm doing. But the biggest thing I mess up is with my diet. But I'm trying to figure out the right supplements, like what type of supplements, vitamins, things like that. You know, and I know you ain't a professional as far as that goes, but what do you take that kind of, you know, helps you keep that energy, especially when you're over 40? You know, I'm 48 years old, so I'm still trying to dance around like I'm in my
20s. Right. You're still young, Ferris. You're still young.
Yeah, at that age, you want to have
that extra energy.
Yeah, I mean, at that age, you want to have a healthy working system. So therefore, you know, definitely include a lot of fiber, and, you know, you want to also build muscle by having, you know, a high protein content that you consume it on a regular basis. And basically to stay active. A lot of people don't realize also that drinking water, you know, water is like the oil for your body. Like, you know how your engine runs? You have to drink a lot of water. And you got to have a healthy, functional system.
Absolutely. So fiber and high. Does Popeye's chicken count as protein?
You know what, Ferris? That's why I blame chicken. Right, me too, Mabili. Me too, yeah.
Popeye's chicken. Right, yeah. Anything over 3 pieces is bad.
You know? Okay, okay.
Look, in church is okra. I love that okra, okay? Okay.
No sweet heat, bro.
I'm just saying.
And I also want to give a huge shout out to Echo, because I'm also a big partner with Echo. I do volunteer with them. Yeah. But, you know, I've actually sent people to them as well that can help, especially during the holidays. And, you know, for them to be able to open their doors with all these amazing souls that they've helped out has been tremendous. So, Echo, if you're listening and you need help, you know, they are there to not only listen, but they actually provide genuine help and they care. So, any listeners online, you know, this is one of those.
You know,
it's not something
it.
That they say they
Ferris
do.
Ferris giving you a PSA, okay?
I love it. Thank you, Ferris.
Yeah. Thank you, Ferris. I appreciate you,
sir.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
Much love, Ferris.
And one more shout out. I know I talk too much, but a big shout out to Miss Annie. You know,
no
Miss
doubt.
Ma'am, I can.
That's
I will.
Right.
You are a phenomenal soul. Thank you. Thank you, and keep doing what you're doing because you're inspiring people, including me. And I'm glad I'm in your area. I'm glad I'm, you know, a part of your son. So,
thank you thank so you. Much. You are appreciated as well, Ferris. I appreciate you.
Right. Bye. People call in.
Okay. All right, let's go to the next caller. Good afternoon, caller. State your name.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for calling.
Thanks. So, actually, this question is for Coach Derry. So, I actually follow him on social media, and I've been kind of timid, and I actually saw that he was going to be on your show, so I'm a first-time listener.
Okay, thank you.
Great show. So my question is, I actually had the gastric bypass surgery years ago, and I'm kind of looking to kind of start working out again, a little nervous, kind of being overweight and going back into the gym. Is that something that you can help with?
Yes, exactly. We do. We help people from different demographics. You know, people have tried different methods to try to, you know, become healthier. I actually have a few clients that have gone through the procedure also. It's a little tricky because of, you know, the loss of muscle also, you know, from the surgery or whatever. But we do have, we're going to start a pilot program as far as, you know, the proper foods that they should eat because of the atrophy of muscle. They have to consume a lot of protein. So you have to try to find that balance, you know, that works for them as far as, you know, with the exercise program and also, you know, something that complements, you know, what they're doing in their exercise program. So I understand, you know, and some clients that have gone through the procedure, they don't like to go into the gym atmosphere. So we've had people contact us, and you can contact us at gogymmobilefitness.com. And we can try to set up a consultation and possibly, you know, put some things together. Let's get the wheel spinning on something that we can, you know, provide for you.
Okay. Yeah, I was kind of nervous. And I will say, not for nothing, sir, but you have, like, the brightest smile and brightest teeth on your social media. So I definitely want to your smile is definitely catchy.
Thank you very much. I'm married, by the way.
Put that disclaimer out there.
So you said I can schedule a free consultation on your website. What was that website again?
It's gogymmobilefitness.com. You know, so just what you see on the side of the van, what you see in the social media with .com. And thanks for reaching out. I appreciate the compliment. But once again, I'm married. All y'all ladies have seen my smile and like it. I'm married, okay?
His wife is listening to the show, so that's why he's doing that. Smart man.
Very smart.
Okay. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you.
God bless.
All right. Good afternoon. Calling you on the air. Please state your name. Hello? Okay. Hold on. I've got one more. Let me drop this one. Okay, there we go. Good afternoon, caller. You're on the air. State your name.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is CJ Adams with Adams Business Coaching.
Okay.
What's up, CJ? I know CJ too. I just want to thank everybody for reaching out, showing support. I really appreciate that. You know, they say it takes a village.
It does.
See my village right here. I appreciate that, CJ. What's good, bro?
What's going on? You know, I'm here recovering at the hospital, but I wanted to call in. You know, just as Jeremy's a very good friend of mine and good brother, and it was I just want to let him know, hey, you did a great interview this morning.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate the inspiration that you give me. I just want to give a quick shout out to my men's group at Love First Christian Center. Those guys are very solid guys. I can honestly say that I'm so happy to be in a we could call it a fraternity, but we're just a group of godly men. And a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Jomo Cousins, and his wife, Pastor Charmaine Cousins, also at Love First Christian Center. It's an absolute pleasure to be a member of that church. And as you can see, all of these people that are calling right now, they go to Love First.
So, you know,
the support, you know, from the church, you know, it's a very wonderful church.
That's how I feel about the community. That's how it should be. Thank you so much for calling me. What's his name, CJ?
CJ, yeah.
Thank you, CJ.
All right.
I want to say this before I take the next caller. This is what makes it so important. This is the impact right here. You know, you told them what you were doing. They believe in you, and they're sharing, making sure people know this is not something he's just saying. He literally lives what he's speaking about. And that's what's so important. That's what I feel about Echo, your services, and all these other nonprofit organizations that's in the community. I see the services that you guys are doing, you know, and the fact that you're right, it comes from having the community to contribute to have this done, because you don't get a lot of government funding, you know? So it takes the community to say, yeah, I do believe him. Let's keep doing this. And I know it seems hard right now because we're going through so many economical changes. You know, gas is sky high, food costs so much, housing is ridiculous, you know? But if you can still find a time to donate, you know, if you find a time to volunteer, it all matters.
Yeah.
It all counts, you know? That's so important. We're going to take these next two calls. I have so much I want to say. I'm so happy for you guys. I am. And then I want you to give your name and information for the callers that's just tuning in. All right, let's take the next one. Good morning. Good afternoon, caller. You're on the air.
Good
I keep saying good morning, Billy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is Frank P.
Hi, Frank T. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is a call for Coach Jeremy.
Okay.
So, Coach, I used to be a runner-up until I was about 50 years old.
Okay.
And I'm 53 now and have lost, I've really lost the motivation for running. But I know I need to get working out again. And hearing your story today motivated me to say, hey, let me call this brother up to tell him I appreciate your story.
Thank you.
I appreciate your integrity and your professionalism. So when I see you at the next men's meeting Saturday morning, I want to talk to you about getting me on your training schedule.
Yes, sir. No problem at all. Glory to God. Glory to God, brother. Because, you know, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world.
That's right. That's it. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, sir.
So I want to say this. A lot of people don't understand, you know, when you're talking about the spiritualness of God and in his grace and mercy, you know. And I don't say religion. Me and my daughter literally just had this conversation the other day. I don't do the, Christian and Baptist. I say I'm a woman of God, grounded and founded, you know, in his name in Jesus Christ. And I say that because a lot of us go through things in our lives, you know. And sometimes we don't acknowledge that there's a higher power until we're going through something.
Right.
You know, but you know what? It doesn't matter when you acknowledge it, as long as you do acknowledge
it. That's right.
Okay?
Say that again.
Coach Jerry, and I just said that earlier today, the judgment should not be there because none of us have no heaven or hell to put anyone in.
That's right.
You know,
right.
So again, this is why I choose to do this. And when I say my name is Ann, it's because I'm named after my grandmother. And if I could be 10% of that woman, I'm doing great. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I call you Miss Iris. I'll say Miss Leonard. That's just me because I want you to know I respect you. Okay. And I'm thankful to be a part of whatever it is that you're doing. And what you are doing is leaving legacy.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people don't connect those two. They think they just come and getting services. But you're literally leaving legacies because you're helping them to get to the next step. Mm-hmm. You're helping them to learn how to live a better self-sustainable quality of life.
Yeah.
You know, and it goes on. So thank you so much again for all you do. Before I take the next caller, I'm going to also get the opportunity again, Ms. Iris, I want you to start. Tell people how they can get in touch with Echo.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You can get in touch with Echo. Our website is echofl.org. Or you can come into any one of our resource centers. We are open from 9 to 1. We're in Riverview and also in Brandon. And if you need to drop off any clothes donations or house or
houseware.
Yeah, home, small, not furniture, but small
things.
Bring
your sofa, but you can't take your sofa.
Yeah, don't take your sofa, but we will take your air fryer.
Right.
You can definitely do it at one of our thrift stores in Brandon or in Riverview.
I think it's also good to mention in the support centers, Riverview and Brandon, we do have on Tuesdays, we have evening hours in Brandon, 5 to 7. We know that obviously, your schedule from 9 to 1 is not accessible for everybody, especially those who are working or transportation, like we mentioned. And then in Riverview, evening hours are on Thursday from 5 to 7.
Okay, awesome. And they can get that information on your website as well?
Yes, correct.
That's perfect. All right, Coach Jerry, give us another contact. How they can reach out to you?
Yeah, I can be reached at 386-564-0204. Leave a voicemail or a text, you know, whatever you're comfortable with. We can also be reached at gogymmobilefitness.com. Go on the website, see if you see anything that, you know, lines up with what you're trying to do, and let's try to book a consultation. Or you can email us at mobilefitnessgogym@gmail.com.
Okay. Before we move forward, and callers, I do see you. I'm just going to give me 1 second. I'll grab the calls. I do want to make a notation of this again. As Ms. Ivy stated, they can use donations, they can use volunteers, of course, and any housewares that you may have, you know, to help them continue on with their mission. I want most of our listeners to understand, here at WNF, we are community radio, and we are also operated based on the community and the donations and funds. So we do have the fund drive coming up, okay? And I believe, Mabil, I think it's the 19th through the 22nd. The fund drive?
We'll find out. I think it starts on the 22nd.
Yeah. So we have the fund drive coming up. And I mention that because when you hear shows like myself, Voices of the Bay, like Mobility's Community Speaks, Walter, Sunday Forum, understand something. We're here for you. We're here for you. So when you have those fund drives, that helps us stay here. Okay, so during that time, for the listeners that's here supporting Coach Jerry, for those that's hearing Miss Iris from the Echo, all these other organizations that I bring on here, nonprofit organizations, so they can get the resources and the message out that they're here for you, I'm able to do that by you donating to WMNF and saying you in support of Voices of the Bay, Miss Annie's show, because I want to be able to do that. But it's because of you, the community, I'm able to do that. Because, again, I hold myself accountable that I want to make sure I am a resource for you. So I just want you to understand how important it is when you hear organizations like Echo saying they need these donations and everything. It literally does help. It's for a reason. It's for a purpose. And it's maybe serving you and your family members. So we're going to go. I just want to, like, let them know that. Okay, that's I get right. real passionate about like it. That. All right, we're going to take the next caller. Good afternoon, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Shonda. I am a new client of Coach Jeremy.
Shonda, I thought that was you.
We had a session this morning at 6:30. It was my first session. And I wanted to say to the young lady who called earlier, who said she had gastric bypass and she was kind of nervous about starting, I would encourage you to not be nervous, go ahead and start. I was nervous this morning, and he calmed me down, and he will cater a program specific for you. And he's not too hard on you, because I'm old, I'm 55, but so, and he will cater a program specifically for you, and he didn't overwork me. I'm sure I'm going to feel it later, but right now I'm feeling fine. And also, thank you, Coach Jeremy, by the way.
No problem at all.
Ladies of Echo, where is your donation center near Ruskin? And also, what type of donations do you accept?
So our donation location near Ruskin will be the Bloomingdale location, which is at 815 West Bloomingdale Avenue. And we accept clothes, gently worn clothes, shoes. We also accept anything, you know, small appliances. We accept things like that.
Always looking for, the predominant one is always men's clothing.
Yeah.
And boys, like teenage boys' clothing and shoes.
You can always use socks too.
Right? Yeah. And then shoes. I mean, that's another great point. Socks are always great to have. And then also hygiene products.
Hygiene, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Full size or travel.
Yep. And so all of the socks or anything like that, we accept donations from it, not used socks or anything like that. But we can get with Coach so his men's group can come and donate some of those good old clothes.
Y'all
over
hear
there.
That, guys. Y'all hear that.
Donate, yes.
Thank you so much, Shonda, for calling and for being supportive.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You as well.
Good job today, Shonda.
All right, let's take the next caller. Good afternoon, caller. You're on the air. State your name.
Hi, Mark. Hi, how you doing? Annie, a first-time caller.
Oh, thank you.
And definitely appreciate you and all that you're doing.
Hold on. Mark, are you still there?
Yeah, okay. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, continue.
Yes, I am a fan of Coach Jeremy. In fact, him and his wife kicked my butt and my wife's butt over the kickball field up in the summer, so... Yeah, we definitely had to come back and redeem ourselves for that. But anyhow.
Yeah, we had a blast.
Yeah, he's my brother in Christ as well. So
all
right. Definitely love the story. One thing actually it's a double question. A question for Echo as well as a question for your Coach Jeremy. But I know you spoke about just being in that waiting period and pushing forward. I've been unemployed for the last year, and my specialty is in mental health. I moved down from New York to Florida, and, you know, although things are wearing heavy at times, I just continue to push forward, continue to be in faith, continue to look for additional certifications. I was just wondering, Coach, during that time of waiting for yourself, and also, you know, having your career at the time in sanitation and then starting your own business, what got you through? What were the steps that you basically did in order to make that transition from the career to starting the business and following that blueprint?
Mark, bro, I mean, God moves when he wants to move. And during that time, what you have to do is you have to prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for those blessings. You know, seek him first in all things. And all things should be added unto you, Mark. Bro, I mean, God is mighty, and he's overwhelmingly magnificent. And it was like I knew my time was coming. But the thing about it is I just had to persevere and just wait. Go through my seasons. Deal with my seasons accordingly and just be ready. Just be ready. Seek him never wavering in my faith and just walking in his light. You know, don't get me wrong. There's none good save one, and that's God. You know, and we all fall short of the glory of God. But the thing about it is that he's faithful and he's, you know, his mercy is abundant. You know, so even when you, you know, get in your times of trials or whatever, when you feel like giving up or whatever, always remember that he's going to be there for you. He is, you know, you're his child. Just like, you know, just like you and your kids. Your kids, they wait on Christmas every year. They, you know, they know it's coming, but they know dad going to provide. You know, you got to have that same attitude. At least that's how I do it anyway. I can't, you know, dictate other people's relationship. But my relationship with God is I know that he's willing and he's able to do anything exceedingly abundant, more than I can ever imagine and think. So, I mean, it's like I don't even know what God has coming down the pipeline for me. All I know is I'm just going to get ready for it. That's I'm just it. Preparing myself for it. Mm-hmm. And Mike, brother, I mean, you know me, man. You know, we get together, we pray anything that you need. You know I'm here for you. But it's going to come, man. Your season's going
to
come.
And you just have to claim it. One of the things I say to myself is, If you know who he is and you believe, that faith will take you a long way. A mustard seed, as the scripture says to you. But I always say to people, we all going to go through our trials and tribulations. And that's when we fall weak because we're like, why me? But you can't walk both paths. It's either faith or fear. And I choose faith each and every time.
Every time
I've erred is because I second guessed or I was scared to do something. And you can't say you believe in him, you have faith in him, but you're also walking in fear.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there's only one path that you can choose from that, and that's faith. Right. So you continue doing what you're doing, and even if you don't think you're moving forward, trust me, every day that you're blessed to wake up, you still got another chance to move forward. Yes, sir.
But also, Mark, I encourage you, this is Linda, I encourage you to go visit our opportunity centers. We have the Brandon one, and we have in Riverview. We have the Opportunity Center will work with resume building, job coaching, interview coaching. They're bilingual.
Yes.
You could go online and make an appointment. You know, we're really proud of this number. Last year, we helped 337 neighbors get placed in gainful employment, which just generates $8.5 million back into the economy through income. And so we're really proud of that number. So, Mark, please go online, make an appointment. We'd love to help you.
No, I definitely appreciate that. I definitely were blessed with receiving food at one point from your organization and a blazer as well at one point too. I didn't know as far as the job opportunity and support that you provide as well.
Yeah,
so I was definitely fascinated when I heard all of these comments online and on this call. So. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are very welcome. See, he just opened the door for you. Yeah. See how it works. He just opened the door. Yeah. We spoke it into existence. That's it.
All right. See, then you called up here to holler at me and look what happened.
Exactly.
Appreciate Thank that, Mark. Bless you, bro.
Bless
it. All right. God bless you guys. Right. Thank you.
Let's take the next caller. All right. Good afternoon, caller. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Okay. So we have two and a half minutes left. Before we close out, I want to one more time give you guys the opportunity to make sure you share your information, okay? And then, you want to start, Ms. Linda?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
You can find us in echofl.org. We have two support centers in Riverview and Brandon. We have the two thrift stores. Easiest way to get involved, and this is for the neighbors, obviously, you can go online, but I think for people as well, I build my community in the last 8 months through Echo. I'm a new person in town. I think in a world where we're in our phones a lot of the time, volunteering your time, building your own community, exactly what Miss Annie's doing through connecting all of us through this, it's important and you just have to put yourself out there and do it. And so go on the website, get involved. Come see us. Again, Opportunity Center. We always say you can satiate hunger in the food pantry, but you can end hunger in our Opportunity Center by getting them back to work.
Absolutely. Thank you. Coach Jerry?
First of all, it's great what you ladies are doing, Ms. Linda and Ms. Maven, you know, because there's people out there that need those resources. And so, once again, you know, I just want to let you know you can reach out to me at gogymmobilefitness.com or mobilefitnessgogym@gmail.com, or you can leave a text or message at 386-564-0204.
I want to thank all of our guests for joining us today. Again, we have Coach Jerry Irving Sr. We go by Coach Jerry. And we have from Echo, Ms. Iris Thurman and Ms. Linda Maben. I want to thank you all for being here. I'm always going to say count your blessings. And we're going to close out with that, with Mary, Mary, count your blessings. Because I do that every Sunday. I love that song. Yeah. Okay? So thank you so much for joining us. And if you have any family and friends out there that have messages that wants to get out or events that's happening for a nonprofit organization, please let Ms. Annie know. I'll be more than happy to get that information out for you. Let's do it, my Billy.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Voices of the Bay with Annie Miles and WMNF 88.5 FM.